Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
This week, a special Ukrainian food edition of What's Cooking on KYW News Radio from Northeast Philadelphia.
What do you want people to know about Ukrainian food?
We like the food. I think it's the best food. For us, it is. It's the best food. Once you try it, you'll never go back.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in Northeast Philadelphia. I'm at Bell's Market, 8330 Busselton Avenue, with Natasha Osadshaya and Maria Lachovolska. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Maria works in the prepared foods department. She's from Ukraine. Natasha is the general manager. She's also from Ukraine. And if she needs to translate, she'll be on hand for us. But we thought this would be a great time to talk about Ukrainian foods. Now, here in Northeast Philadelphia, there's a large Ukrainian and Russian population, and they wanted me to make it very clear that this is a market for everybody. It's just that today we're talking about the special Ukrainian foods that they offer in their store. So, Maria, can you point us to some of the specialties?
Popular
Ukrainian food.
Can she speak Ukrainian?
Yeah, sure. So Maria is going to speak in Ukrainian and Natasha is going to translate.
У нас популярне очень з перших блюд український борщ, старих блюд у нас вареники з різною начинкою.
So the first one is Ukrainian borscht, and also we have vareniki. It's like dumplings, but it can have anything inside: meat, cabbage, potatoes.
How is Ukrainian borscht different than Russian borscht?
Okay. Чим отличається?
Український борщ це красний борщ.
Okay. Ukrainian is red. And Russian
щі.
It's green, right?
No, not green. Yellow.
It's more yellow. Yes, because they put, I think, sauerkraut in it.
Potatoes, sauerkraut, and onions.
Yeah, different vegetables. Yeah.
And what's in the Ukrainian borscht?
Ukrainian borscht, red beets, and potato, meat, fresh cabbage.
And then you also have the dumplings.
Dumplings.
What are they called?
Vareniki.
Vareniki. С капустой. С мясом,
meat, potatoes, yeah. Anything you like to put, you can put inside.
It seems like every culture has a dumpling.
Yeah, and also голубцы. Stuffed cabbage. Yes, yeah. It's also cultural dish.
What's inside stuffed cabbage?
Pork meat and the rice, onions.
Do you know the history of some of the foods? Like, what's your experience? Like, is this food that your parents and your grandparents made?
Это еда то, что ваши. Ну, какая история у этой еды? Это, ну, вот, например, родители делали такое.
Ну да, бабушки, прабабушки делали
эти. Great grandparents.
Yeah.
If there is one food that you had to say this is a Ukrainian dish, like this represents the Ukraine, what would it be?
Вот какая еда бы, вот вы бы сказали, представляет Украину. Вот какая бы это была бы?
Вареники.
Yeah, the dumplings.
dumplings.
Okay, let's see.
Ukrainian borscht.
And Ukrainian borscht.
The dumplings and the borscht.
Yes.
What makes it such a traditional Ukrainian food? Why do you think it's so Ukrainian? You know, are these ingredients that are readily available in Ukraine?
Ну, чим він так відрізняється, що іменно це можна сказати, що це український борщ?
Я не знаю, traditional.
And probably the way people make it. Each person makes it differently.
How do you make the dumplings?
Як робити вареники?
Тесто робиться, тесто.
You make a dough.
Ну, і отварюється картошка або м'ясо.
You make whatever you put inside. It's either potatoes or cabbage or meat. And
cherry, maybe cherry.
Yeah, also cherries.
Yeah.
Like blintzes?
No, but no, we have
cherries.
Dumplings with cherries.
Dumplings with cherries inside.
Yes.
So that's like a sweet dumpling.
Yes. Yeah, and you can eat it with sour cream. That's what I eat it with.
How are those vareniki different than blintzes? Sweet blintzes.
I mean, it's different. The shape is different, and I guess and the dough is different.
How do you make the dough?
Как вы делаете тесто?
На блины?
Не, на вареники.
На вареники. Flour, salt, water. That's it.
And then you bake it.
Boil it.
Boil it in water.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Put the filling inside and then boil it.
Сначала ви делаете тесто, кладете начинку в середину и потом.
Да,
yes.
Да. Yes.
Yes. She does the dough. Puts the inside, whatever's gonna go inside, and then she boils it.
Are there any specific Ukrainian, like, do you eat this for a special meal, or are there special traditional holiday foods for Ukrainians?
Когда, ну, например, на какой-то праздник это больше, ну, традиция, на какие праздники? Вот вареники, на Christmas или когда?
Christmas, yes. Easter.
Easter, for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you eat it special as a traditional dish.
What are some traditional Ukrainian street foods, like everyday foods?
Ну, разные. Я даже не знаю, що сказати.
So she can come up with a name now, but different. We have a big variety. Potatoes, probably.
Right, potatoes and mushroom and.
I mean, people do eat potatoes in Ukraine. Yeah, I mean, they just cook it differently.
How do you cook it in Ukraine?
Boil it or fry it.
Fried potatoes with mushroom.
Yeah, homemade fried potatoes, not like French fries.
Not like French fries.
No.
So how do they look? Is it a different shape?
Yeah, I can show you homemade potatoes. We have it over here with the mushrooms. And this is baked potatoes. This is fried potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
And mashed potatoes. Yeah, this is very popular.
That's also very Ukrainian.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not universal, but it is Ukrainian, yeah.
Yeah, fried cabbage. Yes.
Cabbage seems to be a big dish in the Ukraine.
Yes. Yeah, people like cabbage.
How do you make fried cabbage?
Как делать, вот эту тушеную капусту?
Это свежая капуста, морковка.
Fresh cabbage, carrots, tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes, onions. That's it?
And you fry it?
A little oil, that's it.
You fry it or? No. Or you bake it?
Bake it.
Are there foods that you try that you say, oh, this is definitely taking me back to my childhood in Ukraine? What would those foods be?
Какая бы, вот если вы бы ели еду, какая бы вы вот подумали, вот это, ну, моя еда, которую я ела в детстве?
Вареники.
It's the pierogies.
Yeah, pierogies.
We call them vareniki.
Vareniki.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some people call them pierogies or dumplings.
Got it.
Dumplings is a little bit different. Like, it's a little different shape.
Dumplings is more like Asian.
Yeah, but this is our traditional.
What is the difference in the shape?
The dumplings are the round ones and smaller.
And the pierogies are?
You know, in every house they make them differently. So I can't even tell you. This one looks round, but I don't know. That's how we make them here. But at home, we might make them a little bit differently.
It depends on how you wrap them.
Yeah.
What do you want people to know about Ukrainian food?
We like the food. I think it's the best food. For us, it is. It's the best food. And you know, you can never get tired of this food. They need to try it. Once you try it, you'll never go back. Yeah, that's all I can say. You need to try it.
Yeah. So what else do you have?
Что ещё есть? Какие еда? Какая украинская такая традиция? традиционное.
Традиции, ну, блинчики, как завжди, тоже, блины.
Blintzes also, yeah. They can be plain blintzes, or they can be stuffed blintzes, yeah. With anything, chicken, cheese, cherry, cabbage, potatoes.
Meat.
Blintzes with meat.
Yeah, chicken, beef.
Chicken, or whatever you prefer.
So blintzes are very Ukrainian.
Ukrainian, yeah. I guess it's everywhere.
Some of the foods are similar in the region. Is Ukrainian food similar to Russian food and Polish food?
Yes.
Так.
Yeah.
Так. Похоже.
Yeah, it's similar.
Is there a history about the food? Like, why is cabbage so used in dishes?
Почему, например, есть ли история, почему, например, ну, капусту столько много используют в еде? I guess maybe because people just like it. People like it, and people do like, in Ukraine, people do like to put cabbage on the table. Yeah, specially cooked. Potatoes, meat, and cabbage.
That's very Ukrainian, potatoes, meat, and cabbage.
Yeah.
Are there any ingredients that are super Ukrainian, like, aside from the actual foods, are there any spices or additional foods?
Какие, например, есть специи или что-то, которые вот употребляют, которые именно... Ну, Украина. Ну, показывает, что это Украина.
Петрушка, укроп.
Parsley, yeah. Dill.
Parsley and dill.
Yeah.
Сіль, перець, молотий чорт.
Salt, pepper.
What's your favorite childhood food memory growing up in the Ukraine?
Mine, I guess, potatoes. У меня картошка.
Украинский борщ, картошка.
Yeah, Ukrainian borscht, but I remember, yeah, potatoes, I would eat it in any kind. Like, you fry it, you boil it, any type of potatoes.
Can you describe what your table would look like on the holiday? What foods would be on that table?
Ukrainian food. Какая бы у вас, вот, например, если украинский праздник, какая бы стояла бы еда на столе у вас?
Вареники, пироги с блинцем, Ukrainian борщ, ну и еще какие-то мясо, салат.
Some meat, a salad.
I remember growing up, my Jewish Ashkenazic grandmother would make a dish called kumpot. Is that
kumpot,
Ukrainian?
Yeah. We make it in Ukraine also. Yeah.
Kumpot. I don't think a lot of people know what that is. Do you want to explain?
Kompot. Ну вот что идет в компот?
Різні фрукти.
Different types of fruits. They can be dried or they can be fresh. Just boil it and.
Помити, залити водою і варити. До кипіння.
And then boil, put it in water and boil it.
Peel it, boil it.
Yeah.
It makes like a drink.
It's like a drink, yeah. I like it cold. I like it as a cold drink.
You put it in the refrigerator after you're done boiling it?
Yeah. Yeah, and then you can drink it whenever you want to.
How do you pronounce it?
Kompot.
Kompot.
Any other foods that are unique that we haven't heard of in America?
I guess, I don't know. I like potato and herring on the weekends.
Herring? A lot of people eat herring.
Some people like it, yeah.
The fish? Like
fish, yeah.
How do you eat herring? Like on a cracker or by itself?
I eat it with potatoes only. Yeah, I just like it with potatoes. If it's not with potatoes, I don't eat it.
Yes. What's your favorite Ukrainian food to cook?
Я люблю український борщ, готовить вареники.
Yeah, that's what she likes to cook.
That's what you like, and so that's what you sell.
Yeah.
How is your family? Do you have family in Ukraine?
No, I only have friends in Ukraine.
How are they doing?
I mean, as far as right now, they're safe. That's all I can say, that they're safe. But my heart breaks for everybody in Ukraine.
Maria, how is your family and how are your friends?
Ну, щоб сказати, що дуже добре, но вони ховаються в бункери, як і всі другі українці.
Yeah, everybody's hiding underground.
I heard bunker.
A bunker, yeah.
In the bomb shelter.
Yeah.
And you're able to communicate with them?
Так, поки що можу, а як далі, не знаю.
Yeah, as of right now, she can, but she doesn't know what's going to happen later.
Anything else you want to say? Anything you want to say to them?
Ну да, я хотіла би, щоб закінчилася поскоріше війна, щоб настав мир, щоб було все, як і раніше, щасливі люди, щасливі діти, щаслива наша Україна.
Yeah, she wants peace in the world. She wants, and we all want the war to end. We all want to see happy faces, how people lived before, not right now.
Natasha, you have friends in Kyiv.
Yes.
And Maria, your friends and family, Lviv. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your recipes with me.
Thank you.
Natasha Odsadcha and Maria Lechovolska, who is with the Prepared Foods Department here at Bell's Market, 8330 Busselton Avenue. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.